Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, so we'll call to order 5:35.
Perfect.
The second item is approval of the June 20th, 2023 board agenda. I'll move to approve.
Second. Tara?
Okay, I have a first and I have a second. I'm going to go for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Is Dixie there?
Yes.
Dixie?
She's right there.
And I don't see Lily.
No, but we still have four.
Yes. Okay. So motion carries with four roll call votes. I just didn't want to leave somebody out. Okay. Thank you.
Do we have any public comment at San Bernardino?
We have guests, but neither of them want to comment at this time.
Well, welcome, guests.
Thank you.
Do we have any public comment in El Centro?
Nope.
No, in fact, nobody's on the road because it's so hot and humid right now.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Doreen, can I turn it over to you for number four, please?
Absolutely. Thank you everyone for coming today. And again, I know I kind of gave you a little summary in your board packet about a special recognition. And to provide some context to this, I think when years and years ago, when we were in a little room, we identified a critical or an essential milestone for all of that us, and that was at Ballington Academy, a commitment to student achievement. So we have, even though I know we've had a lot of discussions on potentially test scores and testing, how the state system is set up is not always the best. It should not only be the measure of excellence. At the same time, we also recognize as charter schools, it is what we're judged. It is where we're, I want to say the mark they use for us, right? I even remember at El Centro's most recent charter petition renewal, you know, as we were leaving, Mr. Ledoux said to both Mr. Anderson and I, keep those scores up, you know, get those scores up. So that said, it definitely holds a significant piece for us. I wanted to give very special and sincere special recognition to Ms. Diane Suzuki at this board meeting this evening. I had shared a little bit about the tremendous efforts and accomplishments that she was able to do in the last couple years. And also to kind of set the stage, we're kind of coming out of a pandemic, right? So through remote learning, through non-remote learning, through hybrid, and through all of that, and a lot of, I want to say, unpredictability across many fronts, Ms. Suzuki was able to really do a tremendous, tremendous amount of significant growth with her fifth graders. So not just for 1 year, but for 2 years. So if I may, I did send out the scores and all, but if I might just take a moment to reflect on those scores for just a moment. So this year, we don't have the official scores, so we can't really compare ourselves. We don't say that we use, you know, the district as our comparison, but you know, we do use them a little bit as a marker. But for this year, for Ballington in math, 58% of her students were proficient. And in English language arts, 61% of her students were proficient. So that is significant. That is an extremely, phenomenal accomplishment. Last year, 61% of her students were proficient.
I'm looking for a fifth grade teacher, I swear, you know, I mean, hey.
I know. And I just have to, and I don't like to, you know, never on the backs of someone else's not so goodness. The district came in at 15% of the fifth graders being proficient, and the state was 33%. So she exceeded district and state for her fifth graders last year. English language arts, last year she came in at 46%. District, she again beat. They came in at 32%, and she is neck and neck with the state. So really, hats off to you, Ms. Suzuki. This is just phenomenal, an accomplishment on your part. You really do bring about, I think, the essence of years ago when Ballington started, and we wanted to make sure that every student had the opportunity to reach their fullest potential. And you are definitely an epitome of that. Ms. Brandner has something small for you. It in no mean, equates to all of your tremendous work. At the same time, on behalf of, the board of directors in Ballington Academy, congratulations. And I hope that you have just maybe 10 minutes to enjoy. I understand you love this restaurant. It represents a very fun place for you. So hopefully that this will bring you a little bit of joy, as well as a letter that was drafted by the board of directors in Ballington Academy.
If I can take a moment and extend on that, I want to share with the board and the community that it is important. You know, the state testing is a marker that we're held to, it's a benchmark that we're held to, but it's not a singular accomplishment for Ms. Suzuki. These scores are reflected in our internal assessments on MAP. They're reflected in her classroom assessments on STAR. They're reflected in her PBL projects, and they're reflected on parent stories and promotion when students were giving speeches. It was reflected there. So I just wanted to share that this is a very, very well-rounded achievement. So first I want to share this. And should I read the letter?
Board members, it's up to you. Would you like us to read the letter? Ms. Suzuki, I know, would you like us to read the letter?
Yes. She said yes, very quietly. Yes. She said yes.
Okay, all right.
So it says, Dear Ms. Suzuki, on behalf of the Volunteers of America Community Education and Development Corporation Board of Directors and Ballington Academy, we commend your phenomenal accomplishment in state testing proficiency percentages with students. A review of the last 2 years of test scores demonstrates consistently high proficiency percentages for both 2022 and 2023 in both math and English language arts. Further, these test scores reveal your students' proficiency scores exceeded the local district scores in math and English language arts for fifth grade students in 2022, exceeded the scores for the state of California for math, and was very close to matching state scores in English language arts. Your tireless dedication and efforts have resulted in proficiency for many of your students. Through your work, you have provided students with a solid foundation to continue to be successful in the rest of their educational journey and have laid the groundwork for continued success in life. You are to be an exemplar for your colleagues. We are truly impressed by your commitment and outcomes. Thank you so much for the work you do in making Ballington a great school. In gratitude, Board of Directors and Ballington Academy.
Thank you so much.
Just thank you. I can't say. She's not really able to speak right now. But she says thank you.
Very welcome. Very welcome. Again, a small token of again, all of your tremendous efforts. And please take some time to enjoy. Even, I understand it's one of your favorite restaurants. So hopefully it'll bring you some rest for a short time, right?
She's going to open it to find out what restaurant it is.
So I probably blew it. Did I blow it?
She blew it.
She's pretty happy.
Good.
Definitely happy.
Well, how lucky are we to have her, and how lucky are those kids to have you? That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other? Okay. Thank you guys again. And congratulations, Ms. Suzuki, for all of your efforts and all of your tremendous work.
Thank you. I appreciate the acknowledgement.
Thank you, board members, as well. Right. I think next is not so fun. I think we're going to officially adjourn into closed session.
Okay.
Right on time too, huh?
Open the door.
Okay, we're returning from closed session and we have nothing to report out of the closed session.
So we will begin officially open session at 6:25. Went a little bit longer, huh? Okay. And then board members, I apologize that this is going to be a really long meeting. I and a lot of administrative items. Time of year. So first and foremost, we're going to be opening up a public hearing on behalf of the Local Control Accountability Plan, or the LCAP, for 2023 to 2024 for both El Centro and San Bernardino. So I will just give a summary of the LCAPs. You know, you saw in your packet, they're a lengthy, lengthy document. They are based on the California Department of Education's template, and they like to have long, long, long documents, as you can see. So just to give a very brief summary, for El Centro, we did look at student test scores. We used MAP student data, we used student testing data, and happily we demonstrated growth across all of those test scores. The area that we'll be focusing a lot on is our chronic absenteeism. I think that's just, you know, the nature of kind of returning from post-pandemic, as well as just, you know, our community and TK and kinder we struggle with. Some of the additional accomplishments this last year was really the implementation of our extended after school care program, the addition of an additional intervention. I can never say RTI person interventionist. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. As well as really, bringing those additional resources to address student learning loss. No changes on our goals. We have the same goals for both schools. They're very broad goals. Sometimes our actions are what changes between the schools, but one is always on student achievement data. The second one is on our professional development. And the third one is around parent engagement, which we will be focused on a lot over this next year, is really increasing our parent engagement.
Engagement through bringing your child to school.
Yes, yes. And that said, before I don't want to get too much into the budget, we have identified specific positions to aid in that process. Mr. Anderson, do you want to share with the board some highlights from your survey? As part of our LCAP process, we do go ahead and do multiple surveys. And based on that feedback, we interviews into our LCAP.
Well, just briefly, you know, we asked, you know, parents how they feel about different things in the school. And I'd say 87% total parents agreed with, you know, the school being clean, the school being a good place, the school meeting the needs of the children. You know, there was a small percentage of parents five parents who vocaled discontent, you know, but that's going to happen. And I think that was pretty much five parents all across the board. I know who they are. That's all, you know. I look at it as old data, you know, because right now I'm just focused on next year, you know. And the important thing is you know, we surveyed them to get input with some of the things that we put in this LCAP. And I was pleased with the responses that we had with them because, you know, many of the RTI specialists, you know, they were on board with that. And, you know, so the one piece I want to focus on for next year is the attendance. And that's it. That's all I got to say.
Any questions for Bill or myself on the El Centro LCAP?
Yeah, so Bill, and this is just a little tiny thing, but it says parents, this is like a survey feedback. Yeah. Would like a playground, more school-wide events, and less communication from schools.
Yeah.
Was that for real?
That was for real.
Less communication. How dare you?
What?
How dare you communicate?
Did you need more?
Yeah, that okay. Was good. Read that. The parent, you know, she wanted more. She wanted a playground. She wanted, what was the other thing?
More school-wide events.
More school-wide events. And by events, what that parent means is events where they can come with balloons and they can come with flowers and they can come with, you know, to celebrate their child. And then the next thing is?
Less communication.
Less communication from the school. That was one parent's response.
I have never seen that, honestly, and knock on wood, in all of my survey reviews for all my many old years, I always hear we don't get enough communication. So hats off, Mr. Anderson. Wow.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know, I've been trying, you know, I mean, I put out those surveys, I write parent letters, I inform them if something happens in school that we need to communicate to the parents. I'll real quick zip a letter off and I'll stop everything, all the engines in the front office and say, this has got to go out. We need copies, give them to parents.
Well, okay.
I want a blast.
And I can agree with that because I have my kid in the junior high, the Wilson, and they tell you, you need to make sure you're on this portal thingy.
Yeah.
And I get 2 text messages every day.
Wow.
Oh, she's a lot too.
So, you know.
So she concurs.
That would be my response.
I concur.
Less communication.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it's electronic.
But that was one of my areas of growth as a principal, you know, to be honest. You know, I mean, I was falling down on that. So I knew I had to snap it up.
Yeah, no, and it is true. And I probably would not put that on it. I would just take it. I would just take it that extra communication than to have it go the other way. You know what I mean?
So I know.
That would be like this.
I know it's so hard like to get like, communication, right?
Yeah, I'd rather have more, I think. So yeah, no, it's I just
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No typo. All right.
No typo. That was real. That's why we put it in there.
Gotcha.
That's what I deal with.
Any other questions on the El Centro?
No.
I'm going to transition now to San Bernardino. I think a lot of similarities, definitely also demonstrated growth across all the grades. Again, focus on that chronic absenteeism, a lot of focus on social emotional development. One standout for San Bernardino was their focus on literacy. They did get the literacy grant, so I think that really helped push a directed focus on literacy. And then another thing is they got the community schools grant. So that was an exciting piece that I know will carry them into this next year and help with some of those social emotional supports as well. Same very general goals, one on student achievement, one on professional development and learning and growth for our teachers, as well as one on parent engagement. And I know, just as an aside, just with the recent implementation of our community schools grant and the community schools liaison, that has impacted parent engagement tremendously. I think Ms. Shannon texted me a picture of the number of parents who were attending one of the sessions she was having, and it was phenomenal. So I think we'll be able to see a huge strides in that next year. I know also there was a lot of focus on wanting to do more responding to transitional kindergarten and kindergarten parent need request. Ms. Branner, do you want to share your survey results?
No surprises in the survey. We have a little bit more of a response this year than in previous years, which was good. For the most part, everyone, you know, was like strongly agree with things like safety and communication and, you know, all the different questions. In the comments, there were very few, you know, the very last question we have is there anything else you want us to know? And most of them were, you know, we like this, thank you for this, my kids are happy. There was one that said, my child tells me that all the teachers yell at her. I certainly hope that's not true. And it made me laugh a little bit, because I don't know, they take the survey anonymously, but for a little one to tell their parent that every single teacher yells at her, that right. tells me maybe that little one is struggling with reality versus not reality. Mm. But otherwise, there were absolutely no surprises in the surveys. Parents want more field trips. And again, increased technology, but they weren't able to specify what technology they were looking for. And they want kind of campus beautification, making the front, you know, more play friendly, more child friendly, things like that. And staff responded with, again, requesting field trips. And again, looking at the playground being more child friendly, especially for our older kids. Continued training in our different curriculums. Those were the three things that really stood out. And the student survey, just absolutely no surprises. It was pretty standard across the board, and they didn't really have much that they asked for.
Nice. Yeah.
Swing. I take that back. They asked for swings. They want swings.
Wow. Too dangerous. I talked to a playground person. Also, it's you don't get a lot of bang for your buck. Because only a few people can get on at the same time.
We had swings at all of our preschools and we took them out. We removed them because we removed them because of all of the injuries.
Yeah. Wow. Kids don't watch where they go, so they run and look away, and somebody swing and bop them in the head.
Them up. I'm kidding. I know it's being recorded. I'm kidding. But that was pretty much the general idea of the survey results. Like I said, no real big surprises.
Thank you. Any question, board members, for the San Bernardino LCAP?
No, it looks like both schools are doing pretty okay.
So hearing none, I'm going to officially close our public hearing as it relates to our LCAP at 6:37. And these are all, we have to be so formal based on CDE requirements. So then if I may, I can transition to the agenda action items.
Sounds good.
And the first one is approval of the minutes.
Move to approve, Carla.
I'll second. This is Christy.
Okay. I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Denise? I think she said yes. Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 4 roll call votes. Thank you. Oh my goodness, I don't think we've had this long of agenda in years. It feels like, huh? So sorry. Okay. The next is the approval of the Volunteers of America Management Services Agreement. So board members, I will share with you that I, in light of their leadership and all of that change, I went ahead and I drafted this on our behalf. I made no change to the amounts. This amount stayed the same as last year for El Centro, which is $119,546, and the same as last year for San Bernardino, which is $99,780. And that again is for third-party management of our insurance. They're helping with our banking services, facility management and lease. And I would say probably the lion's share is human resources. And we really use them both this year, all schools this year. So that would be what I would propose for an approval for their management services agreement with Volunteers of America Southwest.
Move to approve services agreement as presented.
I'll second.
Goodness, why did I? Yep, I lost my paper. Okay, so Carla is a first. Denise is a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Pixie?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries with four roll call votes. Next is the official approval of the LCAP for 2023 to 2024 for El Centro and for San Bernardino. Do I have a motion to approve the LCAPs?
I'll motion, Dixie.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second, Lily.
Lily, thank you. I have a first and a second. Any discussion?
Not to this, but we actually five board members.
Oh my goodness, you're right. And Miss Christie just told me too. Thank you. I reflect that. I can count these dates, huh? Thank you.
You only called four, we have five.
Oh, just for the record, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
I will go ahead and call for the roll call vote, Dixie.
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with five roll call votes. Thank you. Next is the approval of the budget for 2023-2024 for El Centro and San Bernardino. I will start with El Centro. Board members, as always, we try to go into this being very conservative as far as how we project our enrollment and our ADA. We hope to always get more students. I know when I had this discussion with Mr. Anderson, he's like, no, 275, 275. I'm like, but I don't want to budget for 275. Let's budget. And my thing was 234, but then we kind of negotiated it through and we got 250 at this point. So we are currently at, I think Mr. Anderson's enrollment is about 240.
No, we ended at 246. Last time I talked to you, we were at 236 with like no kindergartners coming yet. We got up to 237 today because somebody registered for kindergarten. So, you know, what usually happens in the Valley is like, you know, August comes around and people say, oh my God, I got to get my kid's in school now. Where am I going to go? And then a neighbor says, well, my kid goes to Ballantyne. You should try that. So, and you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to get five more TK kids and 10 more, if not 15 more kinders. So that's 20 kids right there. 235 plus 20, we're there, right? 25. So I think 250 is a good number. I really do.
We're hoping it's like a little stretch, but I think it's a realistic stretch at this point. To build the budget around. Again, this budget is, we're still in the process of collective bargaining. So this is all projected numbers, board members. Once that is finalized, then we might need to adjust our budget based on that. ultimately that the budget presents a positive, a small positive at the very end. It also ensures that we have our required contingency for the reserve with the school district. It adds three new positions. The one we alluded to when we talked about the LCAP, the school to home liaison, which that person, and these are part-time position, so that person will be responsible for attendance, maybe doing home visits, really supporting that chronic absenteeism goal. And then the other two are in industrial arts, just to add some more enhancement, and then a social emotional instructor that will really be able to take the current curriculum and really enhance it and dive down with it. Again, all part-time positions, which will be new for next year. We're maintaining our second, and I'm not going to be an interventionist. Uh-huh. So we will go in again with to next year with two, as we had done this year. And other than that, I think focusing on bringing in technology, supporting our expanded learning program, it gets us to being slightly positive at this budget's projection. Any questions?
Other state revenues, there's a big jump. What are we not getting?
That was the hold harmless amount. So at the end of this school year, there was discussion because of the pandemic. Many of the school districts were able to maintain their ADA despite the pandemic. Charter schools were not able to do that. So they went back and forth and back and forth. Finally, the California Department of Education said, yes, we will give you those dollars back. So they allocated those at the end of this year, and they will not move forward with us next year. It was a true up for prior year ADA that they were initially not going to give us.
Okay, thank you.
A good thing too.
So. And that's what contributively significantly you see to the huge bottom line this year.
Yeah.
Because we received it, so we had to record it, which is tough when you're doing the budget, as you know, because you don't want to. Any other questions on El Centro's budget? Moving forward to San Bernardino. I'm excited because I think for the last couple of years, San Bernardino has struggled mainly with cash flow and then paying off our VOA Southwest debt. So our plan going into next year is to have all the debt to VOA Southwest paid off. El Centro had paid it off a while ago, prior year, but San Bernardino had carried a little. So our hope is we're committed to paying it off. And likewise, should what occur with what we talked about in closed session, all the better to go in clean. So San Bernardino's projected revenue, again, we're a little bit of a stretch. We're projecting it to enrollment at 175. Our average daily attendance is 163. A couple of things with San Bernardino's focused budget. We maintain the staffing the same. We will continue to have that one interventionist, an ELD person, as well as our music and our specials teachers. We looked a lot based on our survey, as Ms. Brandner mentioned earlier. Parents are asking us for some I want to say decorating or giving our school a lift up, cosmetic lift up. So we did allocate a substantial amount of money for just wear and tear on that building, just to replace some things in the playground. And we actually thought about maybe even a sign. Everyone was like, there's not even a sign here. How do you even know we're here? So looking at some of the signage, and then also just adding a little bit more in there for technology as well. And then San Bernardino also has a slight positive ending balance. And then also, yay, so happily meets their reserve, their requested reserve for the district this year.
And Dory, can I add to that a little bit, or frame it, I guess, a little bit? Our budget is at one, you know, we budgeted for 175 students. As of today, we're at 146, but there's a stack of paper applications that haven't been entered yet. So I think there's about 11 of them. And then our community schools coordinator is signed up already for 4 different community events to go recruit a little bit more. And she has a pretty detailed plan on how to recruit. So I do think 175 is a conservative estimate. I think we're going to exceed that. And then there was something else I was going to mention, and I can't quite remember. Oh, one of her other goals is to reduce the chronic absenteeism. Like Mr. Anderson has dedicated attendance person, our community school coordinator, that's one of the things she's going to do in doing home visits. So my hope is also that we have a higher ADA percentage than what we budgeted for.
We have to have it. That's a killer. It kills us every year. 300,000, 350,000 we lose every year.
I just wanted to share those two little things.
Okay. Any questions on the San Bernardino budget?
How much does San Bernardino owe to BOA?
At this point, as of June, we were very current within $100,000. And that was just for current expenses, because unlike El Centro, we share the lease. So Volunteers of America pays the lease on behalf of their building, and then they do a due to from us and some of the electricity. So we started over $400,000 at the beginning of the year. So we've made a tremendous success in paying it off.
Oh, great. So you think you're going to pay it up to next year?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, it's so funny. I email them almost every single day. Could you please, this is what I have, confirm it. Otherwise, I'm going with what I have, because my intent is to be owe you nothing by the end of the school year. I want this done.
Great.
Yes. And hats off, because honestly, at the beginning of the school year, it was a challenge with cash flow. That's what we had wanted to pay off significantly quicker. And then San Bernardino, just the cash flow, you know, how the funds come in from the state, it's so much slower in the beginning of the school year. It just didn't allow us to do that. So then it added on additional months. So really towards the last couple months, the cash flow became easier for us.
Great. Good.
Thank you. If there are no more other questions, if I can have a motion to approve the budgets for El Centro and San Bernardino 2023 to 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the budget for both El Centro and San Bernardino for 23-24.
I'll second. This is Christy.
I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
And Dixie?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next is our standard board members. Now we're kind of getting to the standard annual approvals. This is for the education protection Act report. Just to give context to this, this is the funding that it is not additional money. It is still part of our LCFF dollars. It is just a voter approved portion of it. So since it was a voter approved portion years ago, we have to approve what we spend the dollars on in a separate action. We always spend it on teacher salaries. And that is what is included in the resolution. So if I could have a motion to approve the EPA report for 2022 to 2023 for El Centro and San Bernardino.
I'll move. This is Dixie. To approve the EPA report.
Second, Carla.
Okay, I have a first and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Thank you. Next is the Extended Learning Opportunity Plan for 2023 to 2024, board members. Again, a California Department of Education template, a very long template, no changes from last year, but because it's an annual plan, we need to bring it to you to have it approved on an annual basis to be able to move forward with receiving those dollars. So,
my strategic planning, my visioning.
So if we could have a motion to approve the ELOP plans for 2023 to 2024.
Dixie.
Dixie, do I have a second?
Second, Carla.
I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next is, again, the approval of our consolidated application submission. This is, we approve the first part of this. It's for the federal dollars in December, and then we have to approve part 2 in June. And this are for the Title I and the Title II and the Title IV dollars that we receive from the federal government. Do I have a motion to approve the consolidated application?
I'll move to approve. This is Christy.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
Second, Carla.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next is our annual review of our safety plan. Again, it meets the a California Department of Education template. Not really any changes at this point on our safety plan. I know the principals review it to make sure the emergency numbers are up to date, but there's really no changes. Do I have a motion to approve our annual update for the safety plan?
Move to approve, Dixie.
I'll second. This is Christy.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go with the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes. Yes.
Lily?
Lily,
you're on mute. You're on mute. Uh-oh.
Christy?
Yes.
I will say 4 roll call votes and move forward if it's okay with the board members.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next is the ratification of the school lunch vendor program. Board members, this is for our school lunch as well as our school breakfast. We as a school do not want to prepare our own meals. So we contract out with two vendors, one in El Centro and one in San Bernardino. San Bernardino, we have a little bit more availability of people to choose from. In El Centro, it's very, very limited. Ultimately, we have the school district, and I think that sometimes they know that they're the game in town so that they can they can set their own prices. Even despite the prices, I still think it's a lot easier than having to cook the food. So I have before you, I did a comparison. Both vendors are slightly increasing their rates going into next year. Of course, El Centro is more, and they have always historically been more. Again, because I think that they know that they're the only game in town. So
monopoly.
A monopoly, yes, everyone uses them, it seems like. So with that, may I have a motion to ratify the school lunch vendors for 2023 to 2024?
I'll make a motion to ratify the school lunch vendor for 2023-2024.
Christy, is there a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Okay. I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
I think Lily disappeared.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm going to go for four roll call votes then, if that's okay.
Yes.
Oh, she did. I don't see her tile. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Called away.
I better be careful when I'm writing these minutes. The next is the approval of the English language learner redesignation. She's
back.
Each year, we work hard to reclassify what we call English language learners. And we're bringing before you El Centro at this point. Is recommending to reclassify 12 English language learners.
Is that more than normal?
He does a great job. That's about 20%.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, last year he did, I think, 16.
Yeah. You know. Two from kindergarten, three from third, one from fourth, and five from fifth, actually, and one from sixth. So fifth grade really rocked it.
Yep.
No, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, move to approve redesignation.
Good. I got to get this down.
Is there a second?
Second, Denise.
Hearing a first and a second, any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Christy?
Yes.
Five roll call votes. Next is an annual report, our early literacies block grant annual report. And Ms. Brander, I'm going to actually, since you did all of the work in like an amazing amount of time, I think 30 minutes.
I'm going to ask you last week, so I had all this time on my hands.
I will give an overview.
The ELSB is the Early Literacy State Block Grant. And if you recall, we qualified for this grant because of our horrific test scores back in 2018, I think. 2018, 2019, something like that. And so every year, because of that grant, we were able to implement a new curriculum. intensive training that goes along with that curriculum and an interventionist. And so this report just sort of gives an update on the goals associated with those actions. And if you dig into the report, those goals are reflected in the original plan that we had to create as part of that grant. So it gave an update on those goals, student scores, and then just what we're going to do going forward. And as I put in this report, going forward, we're just sort of staying the course because it's working. And also this grant is specific to kindergarten through third grade, because the goal is to get them reading on grade level by the end of third grade, because that increases their long-term chances of academic success significantly if they're on grade level by the end of third grade. But I'm happy to entertain any questions about the grant or the report.
Do I have a motion to approve the annual report?
I'll move to approve. This is Christy.
Christy, I have a first. Carla, right? Did I hear right?
Yeah.
Okay, any discussion? I'm going for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Board members, for the next item, I had indicated that I would send it under separate cover. I asked our auditor for it. I had asked them to make a couple of changes to it, and they just did not have it, those changes ready. I guess she needed to get it to go to her supervisor, and her supervisor was busy completing audits or something. Ultimately, I would request if we could table this and I can bring it back to you at the next meeting.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I tabled it, if that's okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the approval of the board calendar for next year. I can't believe we're doing it already. For 2023 to 2024, a tentative calendar. Again, I just kept it based on our regular Tuesday meetings, the third Tuesday of the month. I didn't add too many additional ones in there. I think the only one I made later was the Thanksgiving break one, as well as some of the ones that we needed to have a little bit extra time to complete the fiscal reports.
You had a date in there, October 4th, 22, or 2 stars. What is that?
Did I not delete that?
Oh, is that what happened?
Unless you meant 23. You just have 2 stars by it, which means what?
Date subject to change based on board approval.
Oh, it should be board members.
Is that the one that needs a single, not a double?
I meant to only leave October 17, 2023 in there.
Okay. Oh, no problem.
Okay, I'll delete and resend.
Okay, good.
I make a motion to approve the board calendar for 23-24, redacting October 4th, 2022.
I'll second. This is Christy.
Okay, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next we're finished with all the approval items. Thank you, board members. That was tough. And I appreciate your support in getting through it. Oh my goodness. Next is just information items. This is it goes almost hand in hand with our regular annual items we bring as part of our LCAP. It's our 2023 to 2024 local indicators report. We have one for El Centro and we have one for San Bernardino. I do want to make the caveat as this is a self-report. And it's based on kind of our own internal self-assessment. Determined, of course, by the state's, format again. They ask us to go in and evaluate ourselves on a scale of 1 through 5, how well we're doing with implementing state standards, how well we're doing with family engagement, how well we're doing with teacher professional development, how well we're doing with building student outcomes. And then they allow us to speak to a little bit about our responses. This year as well, they asked us to provide information on how well we're doing with seeking input and through a collaborative process with some of our stakeholders. As you can see, both San Bernardino and El Centro rated very high in all areas. We gave ourselves very positive scores across the board. I will let Mr. Anderson or Ms. Brander, if you would like to speak to your local indicator report. I know you work very closely on it with Antoinette.
It really wasn't too complicated. The local indicators report asks us to rate ourselves a pretty broad, high level topics, implementation of curriculums, things like that. So I think it's not too difficult to rate ourselves on that because we just kind of have to think about our program. We don't have to dig in and get a ton of data or anything like that. We just have to look at, how well are we implementing the ELA curriculum? How well are we implementing the math curriculum? Things like that. So I felt pretty confident in how we rated ourselves because, like I said, it wasn't super detailed. It's very broad.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it is a big picture thing. And it talks about whether we're aligning our standards and, our curriculum and things of that nature. And we are. And parent engagement and different activities that we have for the staff. So, yeah, I would agree.
Good.
We need an approval.
Need approval.
We need information. Any questions on the local indicator? Okay. Well, moving on to the next topic, and this is the line of credit for VOA CEDC. Board members, I think a while ago, at least I remember sharing this with Miss Carla, I think some time ago, we talked about accountability. And actually, under Volunteers of America Southwest, we did have one for CEDC. We had a line of credit, and the idea was to have that line of credit available should we have some slow payment from the state or in those months that the state reimbursement schedule is not as lucrative as we might need. For example, in July, it seems like the state pays the least amount of money, but it's the time when we have to buy all of our supplies. So sometimes that puts us in a cash flow crunch. So what I have been working on is I had reached out to the person, Bank of West, that does have our current bank accounts. And I really inquired with him about having the possibility of having a line of credit for Volunteers of America Community Education Development Corp, more for just a contingency, just should we need it in the future. I feel without it, we have no contingencies, God forbid, right? God forbid. So with that said, I just wanted to alert you that I have begun that process. He has begun looking at our financials and at our, our AP and our AR. I asked him, this was my first time that I have ever done this type of thing. Usually the CFO handles all of this. So I asked him kind of, could you just tell me like where we're at? Like, do we look good? And he shared with me that we do have a strong, it looks very strong for us, a very positive outcome for the possibility of having a line of credit. So
how much are you looking for?
I asked him for $250,000 because I felt like that would be enough to cover, you know, a month for the schools. I looked at mainly that July for San Bernardino because of it seems to be the hardest month for us there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem because when we had a line of credit before, it was a lot higher amount, right? Yeah.
It was, and I was worried because, well, we had like 500,000, but I was worried because I felt like we had Volunteers of America Southwest, you know, their backbone for us, and this was just us coming. So I was happily surprised that he said that we look really good.
You should have asked for $1 million.
We have to pay.
Ask for what something is reasonable that you're going to get, right?
Lost his hours.
Yeah. I figured because then I was feeling like we could start with that and then we could begin to establish our own kind of again. And maybe at some point they would increase it. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, no, that sounds good. Especially establish some kind of a history with them so it's easier, you know, and come and ask for more if needed. And it's not like that they're not going to get it back because it's just a timing issue with payment.
Right.
And I was thinking about that, you know, God, you know, forbid if the state goes into, you know, Carla, I think you were on with us when they did they were holding payments, remember, deferrals? Board members, I think some of you actually were with us because I think they even talked about it at the beginning of COVID. And I had to do a request for us not to get deferred.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, if that happens again, anything, it's nice to have that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And more so showing that we're standing on our own two feet, knock on wood, too.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. I think that finally, oh my goodness, brings us to board closing comments.
You guys did a great job putting all this together. That was a lot.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't think it's a you guys situation. I think it's all Doreen. Doreen is the one that put everything together.
But you guys worked on the documents. I had to like cooperate with the PDF. I was actually worried that it was going to reject it when I went to send it. I probably happily didn't have to put the 990 in there. I probably wouldn't have been able to send it.
But you can hyperlink it now.
And it's beyond me. You have to teach me, Bill. I don't know how to do that.
I'll have to remember.
All right. Well, if there are no more closing comments, then we can officially end at 7:17. I don't think we had this long of a meeting for a really long time.
We're here.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, we needed it and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Hey, am I correct that we are dark in July?
Yes.
And I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful summer.
Yes, you too. And if I get everything done, I'm going to Chicago.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Actually, Doreen.
Ma'am?
The 990, since we're going to be dark in July, when is it going to be filed?
I believe I think we have to file it prior, right?
Well, it's 2/11/15, but I would imagine they're going to file it earlier.
Yeah. If I might, I might call an emergency meeting just to ratify that if they push me.
Yes. Yeah, look at that and then just send it out and maybe just get email or vote or something.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I was hoping they'd have it ready, but I think because I asked for changes, they didn't have the accurate positions and the accurate, well, it was the board member names, those kinds of things. So I sent it back.
Okay.
So I think it delayed it a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, my friend, we'll catch you later. Bye. Thank you, Dorothy.
Oh, it's not the word.